Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you today and a pleasant, great day to you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're back on the air. We have an exciting show for you today. It's not a show, it's a talk, and we're dealing with some hard times, tough trials, in between a rock and a blessing. And good morning to you, Apostle Lois. Miss Parchment, Lois J. Parchment is with us this morning. Happy New Year. God bless you in a rich way. How are you this morning?
Blessed and favored by God. I feel good in my sanctified soul. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I just enjoy that, and your spirit is so wonderful. You're always lifting up people. So I just want to say a little prayer for you. Blessings and favor be upon you like never before.
Amen.
May God just continue to open up the hearts and minds of people to receive the word from heaven and your heart all at the same time. Because I truly believe that thing when Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within. So if it's in me, I want to find it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're dealing with some stuff this morning and dealing with hard times and tough trials and but in between a rock and a blessing. So many times we often think that if we just confess Christ and we pay our tithes and we sing in the choir and we serve on the usher board and we go out and do our stuff that no trouble can come to our household or our lives. And how do we navigate the hard times, the tough times, when you're between, you know, that blessing and the time when you have to wait? And what do you have to say to us about that?
You know, we say that we can do it, but then when it happened to us, then when we face that, you say what to do. But when I face it, the Holy Spirit that lives in us, let us know what to do. He didn't say that we're not going to have it, but we're going to go through it. But he's going to be with us while we go through it. Amen.
Yes.
And then sometimes it seems, well, it's easy to say. You just don't understand why is this happening. Why do I have a between a hot rock and a blessing? And why do God allow it to happen? I don't understand why he does. You know, I pray, I read my word, I do all this. And why has this happened to us? Amen. A lot of people want to know that. Amen.
Yes.
But the Bible says it clearly in Romans 8:28. He says, now all things are working together. I may not understand this, but it's working together for my good. Amen.
Yes.
This is for believers, for all trials and tribulation must have a divine purpose. So what's happening, God's purpose, which is the goal for us to be, is working out in our life. Not the way we want it to be, but what God thinks. Because, see, God has to get rid of us, be less of us and more him, that we become more Christ-like. That's our purpose. Amen. That we take upon the fruit of the Spirit of God's attribute more than us, than more of us, be less of us and more him. Amen.
Yes, yes. And one of the things is having more of God is, as I was saying in the beginning, the Spirit of God or the kingdom of God is in us. And so a lot of times these suffering and these trials will bring us right down to that point where we get back to the point of knowing God is really real for us, because we somehow get out of the trouble and we look back and we say, you know, if God hadn't helped me, I wouldn't have made it through that.
Right. Amen. Amen. But see, through the trials, what it does to us, it develops a godly character.
Yes.
That enables us to rejoice in our suffering. Now, it may not sound good, but Apostle Paul understood that. Amen. In Romans 8:18, he said, I reckon the suffering that I'm going through, the persecution that I'm going through,
yes,
is not compared of God's glory that shall be revealed in me. Amen.
It's amazing. And he was suffering hard, too. They put him in prison. They beat him. They did all kind of things to him. He died a horrible death, too.
Yes.
And now let's just tie in that scripture, because, you know, our master, he had some trouble, too, Because, yes. And then the scripture says that Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered.
He sure did.
Now, if Christ got to get some correction, I think I might need a little bit too.
I think that we all need a little bit, tell you the truth.
We may not like that correction, but when we look back on it, it was good. Like we can say, like Paul, it was good that I suffered.
You know what it's like, man of God? It's like our parents have to correct us, and we don't like to be corrected, you know, when we do wrong. We feel that we should get away with it. But see, if they don't correct us, the Bible says, train up a child in the way it must go, that it won't forget. And if our parents don't train us and correct us, could you imagine how we're going to turn out to be? A lot of them already turned out bad, but can you imagine what would happen if the parents really don't discipline the children and do not train them, amen, and do not take them the rod out and do not spare the rod, amen? Can you imagine what we'll be, amen?
And correct that behavior. And it doesn't mean that because I go through suffering and trials and trouble that I'm a bad person.
No, it's not that. Amen.
It means that God loves us so much to allow me to choose some mess.
Come on
and
now.
And I get in that mess, and then God will bring me out.
Come on. That's a good news, ain't it?
Because, you know, and it don't have to be trouble, because too much money can be a blessing. It can be a curse, too.
That's right. You're absolutely right. It can be. Amen. Mm-hmm. It depends on the individual. Amen.
Yeah, because you remember they was delivered from Egypt, and they got out there in the desert, and God took too long to come by with his limousine. And so they just took all the gold, melted down, and built their own god.
Then when you said that, the scripture came up to me in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 9. It says, now, the Lord is not slack of light concerning those things that promise us.
Yes.
But then he gives us a chance to repent. And the word repent in the other version means that he gives us to have a chance to change your heart.
Yes.
Patience is in process. Amen. Mm. And people don't lose the weight. That's the key right there. They lose patience. Never ask God for patience, because that's part of the package. Patience comes with the package of trials and tribulation. Amen. But see, you have to understand that in that particular time as you're waiting, amen, through your trials and tribulation for the promises, amen, God is doing a work in you. Amen.
Yes.
It's gone, and God say, no, this area of your life has not been closed. In other words, you have a chapter in your book that need to be closed, and it's still open. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And before you go to the next chapter, that needs to be dealt with right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
People want to pass that chapter, amen, and overlook, so you know where they then let's go to the next chapter. No, God said, you can't go until this chapter is finished the right way, my way.
Yes.
Amen.
And I tell you another thing I've learned over these few years that I've walked this planet is that God will confirm a thing two or three times.
Uh-huh.
And give you a word that, like you say, until you work that thing out in your soul, you can move from L.A. to Chicago to Japan. And you get all the way over there to Japan, and it'll be a little Japanese man with a bowl of rice, and he'll give you that same word and give you the word in such a way that you know it's nothing but the Spirit of God that's in control and directing us to learn the things that we're supposed to learn on purpose.
Amen.
It's the purpose by design. And I think that this suffering thing, see, we short-circuit our blessings when we don't go all the way through it.
Come on now.
See, and that's what I like about God, because God allows us to make decisions, and he gives us life and then forgives us for the life that we live. In the essence of it, how but that's not a license to do wrong.
No. And that's what they do. They take that the wrong way and do wrong instead of doing right. Amen. You're absolutely right. Amen.
Because we're supposed to learn. If mama caught you with your hand in the cookie jar and she spanked you the first time, now when she catch you that fourth time, you might not get no spanking. You might get a beat down. Because what they say you know better.
Well, come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I like that about God, is that God allows us to live our life and make mistakes. Now, even in the midst of this, between the rock and the blessing, and I like that rock metaphor too, because we said Jesus was the rock. He was the cornerstone. He was the foundation that we built this thing upon. So we have the life of Christ, but then we're moving towards the miracle, the blessing. And in the meantime, how do we work it out? I mean, how do we get to the point where we can manifest the blessing? Because, you know, the apostle call you and she give you a word, and you're like, well, Lord, the apostle said that, God, you're going to blow my mind and you're going to pour me out blessings I can't receive, but I'm still broke.
Amen. I don't understand this. Now, you know, told her then she keep coming back to the same message. Amen. The same message. Amen. And see, if God keep bringing, recurring the same thing over again, that needs a light bulb needs to go off in our head, you know. Amen. So, oh, okay, God is really moving. Amen. What am I doing? But see, God wants the faith to come alive. You see, during the trials and tribulations, what it does is increase our faith to trust God more. Because the word of God, that faith is impossible to please God.
Yeah.
James said clearly in James, the first chapter, James said, now count it all joy. Mm-hmm. When you fall into divers temptation, knowing that it's a trying of your faith, that testing your faith that produce endurance. Amen. Now, how in the world am I going to have a joy? How in the world do I look at the opportunity to be blessed? I don't see the opportunity. All I see is all hell breaking loose. I'm at a hard walk. I'm at wit's end. I'm at a place in a dead zone. I don't know where to go. I don't know where I'm coming. And you got the nerve to tell me to count it all joy? I think something wrong with the picture. You know what I'm saying? But see, God does not. See, faith is not seeing to believe it. Faith is seeing not to believe it through your trial. And see, you're tested. The purpose of the trial is to make you and mold you, but also to test your faith. So God don't test you to do evil. He tests you to trust him. Can he do what he says? Can he get you out your situation? Is it impossible for God to do it? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can God turn it around? Amen. Hallelujah. See, God wants people to get up with their natural eyes, and he wants them to begin to look at the spiritual eyes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's just like when we go to Disney World, we put on those glasses things that you could see even further. Amen. Amen.
Oh, the binoculars.
Yes, when we put on our spiritual eyes in the Lord, amen, we can see even further. See, what's happening is God has to shake us up and wake us up, just like he took Apostle Paul to the road of Damascus and blinded him. He had to blind him. Because, see, if he would have talked to him and he would have saw God without being blind, he wouldn't have received Jesus. Say, why do you persecute me, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to let him see, amen. And so the same thing that God does, amen. He blinded us on a lot of areas of our life, amen, that we would see what he says, because what happened is we're looking at what we think what is supposed to be, and we're basing everything on people's opinions, what they think, because of their experience. And everybody do not experience the same way, amen. Even though they have trials and tribulations, everybody don't go through the same way, amen.
Amen, amen. And oftentimes we have a dream, and the world sometimes will, you know, we share our dream, and sometimes the world will come up against our dream, or we have a dream and we won't even share it because, you know, people kill the dream, and they kill the dreamer, whether it was Joseph or whether it was Dr. Martin Luther King, because the dream goes against the status quo. So how is it that we live with people, and we want to be popular. I mean, don't sit up there and act like you don't want to be popular. We want to be popular. We want to dress right. We want to smell right. We want to eat right. We want to live right. But what do we do when the dream seems is just taking so long?
Now, you know, that's a question. Because, you know why? Because I'll be honest with you. We say one thing and do another.
Yes.
Now, we'll tell somebody else that what they need to do. But when it comes to us, it's totally a different story.
Yes.
Now, you got to trust God and wait on him. Amen. And then when it happens to us, then we're not, we can tell someone else. But when it happens to us, we're not doing it. Amen. So we can say what we want to say, but that's it in time of our testing as well. Can God really do what he says? Now, I'm waiting. I've been waiting 10 years. How been I waiting 20 years for a promise? Ain't nothing happening. Now, what is it I'm doing? Amen. It's not what you ain't doing. It's what God is doing through you. Amen. He's doing it work in first to see when you do get it that you don't forget where it came from. Amen. Some cases it takes a long time because it all depends on the individual. Amen. Amen. How long they faith to believe. So it all boils down to faith. F-A-I-T-H, faith. Amen.
And then sometimes we can even be like Moses. We get to work through our stuff. We lead the people. We step out on faith. We do all these great works, 40 years of it, and we see the promised land, and that's it.
Amen.
Because that was the purpose of God for our life. So I think more than the dream, we ought to be seeking purpose.
That's what it's supposed to be, but not always. It's not always like that. But dreams have to do with purpose. That's part of it. Purpose, dreams deal with the purpose. Without the dream and vision, perish. Because dreams and vision is of God's purpose. Amen.
It's part
of God's plan for things to happen in your life according to his way. But you have to understand that. In the book of Isaiah 55, talks about it, said, my ways and my thoughts are higher than yours. It's totally different. And see, God doesn't tell us everything because he knows that we have that big mouth. We end up spilling out to the wrong person, and the information will get out wrong. And then when it gets to the wrong person, then it takes to the 10 person, then it's a totally different story of what actually was really said. You know what I'm saying? Amen. And so, therefore, our dreams and vision is messed up because we end up feeling it too quick before time. Amen.
Yes.
And a lot of times, saying, be still to know that I'm God. Don't say nothing.
Yes.
I'm going to say it. So, actually, a lot of times it's our fault because we get so excited and then we say it the wrong time. And everything is not that time. It has to be God's appointed time. Amen.
Yes. Yes. In the Greek, they called it the Kairos moment. That's where it was the perfected time for that. And one of the things that's very and it's getting very 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 difficult in our 2013 living and reinterpreting this first century word of God in a modern way is that we have many people today who live in regret.
Yeah.
And they regret what they would have did, what they should have did, what they could have did, and all the stuff, that kind of stuff. And what about that regret? How do we, you know, deal with some of those past issues and looking at what God is saying in our modern day? And even if it was right or it was wrong, some people regret either way.
Well, you know what? People are always going to regret, no matter what. If everybody could change the time, the hands of time, if I should have did what I would have did and what I should have did, what I could have did, but I didn't do what I would have, could have, did. Amen.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, and so we break up confusion. Amen. It goes back. You're saying, well, I should have did it that way. Well, I could have did it that way. Well, I don't know what I would have did if I did it that way. Well, what happened would have did it that way? You know, it's like back and forth. And then we have to wake up and the Lord said, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? So the Holy Spirit has to shake us up. Amen. And say, look, listen. The Bible says that he that has ear, hear what the Spirit of saying to the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so to tune out, a lot of times we're tuned into the wrong channel. In that spirit. Amen. It's just like you take the remote and say you're trying to find the right station to listen to because you don't want to look at everything because everything's so negative. You want to look at, you want to take something positive. You know what I'm saying? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thing, what we need to do, we need to turn that, get that remote and tune in, and the remote is get the word of God and into the right station, channel what word that is going to work with us right then, so we won't get into that mold that was what I should have did, what I could have, and all the other stuff. It's like doing a little pity party, nobody's there but you, and I don't know, nobody knows what I've been through, but if I would have did this, but see, you don't know, you don't understand. It's not what we don't understand, it's God understands, but God is doing something, but yet we keep going over and over again, and God said, how long must I be with you? That's what Jesus told the disciples, that you have to learn. I'm
mm-hmm.
with you. I did everything. What you need for me to show you again. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see, that's a lot of time we get into that.
Hello. Well, we've had some technical difficulties with the apostle of line. Let me see if I can get it back on. Are you there, Apostle? Hello. Well, God bless you, and we're going to continue. We're down to the last 8 minutes of this, and hopefully she'll call back in. Let's see. There was something going on with the phone line, and maybe she'll call back in. But what we're saying, even the Apostle Paul, he spoke about this. The good that I would do and the good that I think to do is not what I do. And oftentimes we're torn in between, right in the midst of us. The let me see. Yeah. In the midst of this situation. And so we've got to be able to know what God is doing and saying to us in the midst of this trial, even though the good that I know that I ought to do and I would do is not what I do. And so I'm kind of torn and conflicted in the midst of that thing. But the problem is not us. It's hearing that what God is doing through us. And oftentimes we'll make some choices, and we'll get to the point where, and looks like she was trying to call back in, and we'll get to the point where we have to look at our situation from the eyes of God and get out of the flesh. Because oftentimes, sometimes the bad decisions that we've made, and we've had to live with those things. And so if we can make amends, if we can apologize, if we can correct it, then we can. But then it comes to a point then when I have to just be able to close out the world and say to myself, God, I know that thing was not right. I couldn't do it no better. And then even the Apostle Paul, he prayed 3 different times for God to remove the thing that was causing him trouble. And we don't know what that thing was. It could be anything, you name it, anything that was negative. And God says, no, I'm not going to remove it. That very thing that's causing you trouble is what is giving me the most praise. It's causing you to seek God in the fullness of who God is. The essence of life is that oftentimes we'll make decisions and we'll make choices, and I've spoken to people at the end of their life, and they have come to a point when they will say, you know, I lived a good life, but no one that I've ever spoke to regrets the stuff that they did. They usually only regret what they did not do. And so especially the good stuff that they did, and we knowing that God is working this thing for our good, and that's why James had said, count it all joy, all of it, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the ups, the downs, the good decisions, the in-between decisions. If you're between a rock and a blessing, then keep working towards your blessing. Apostle, are you back with us?
Yeah, but the devil is a liar. He is mad because we told the truth.
we was hot on his trail.
I said was hot on his trail. It's been like this since last night. We had an awesome time on the line. And so he's mad, but that's okay. Let him be mad because he ain't stop what God is saying. Amen.
There you go. It's amazing because they will. It seems like that, and it just, if we can take that kind of situation, those troubles, those interruptions, and count it all joy and use it for our benefit. Even the evil, ugly, mean person that we got to work with on our job or we got to live with, God forsake, that you live with in your house. Hopefully you don't live with them. But maybe they're in the choir or whatever. But the situation is that we have to be able to be like Dr. King in the nonviolent moves. We can't automatically go to violence. And that's what he told the marchers. He said, if you can take it, if you can take the trouble, if you can take the hits, you can take the bruises, and because people don't know how to respond to nonviolence. When you don't react, when you know that you have a connection in the spirit of God that gives you the strength and the power to go through anything, then it's going to be tested. But we have to persevere. That we have to persevere. And knowing that the thing that God is working through us and God is working to us, see, because, you know, people will follow what you do before they accept what you say. Mm-hmm. And so the trouble that we go through is oftentimes the very redemptive thing that allows not only us to come out of the trouble, but those who are watching us. And they say, well, you know, if Apostle could go through all of that and make it, well, by God, I might be able to deal with this little situation I got. But we're coming down on the last 3 minutes, Apostle, so this is we're gonna have to come back again.
All right, this is hot to trot.
Amen. So, go ahead.
I said, I know it's hot because I got cut off. And then I tried to get on my other phone. But I'm kind of all joy because I know there's something big getting ready to happen. So that's what it is. Something is going to happen. And there's a shifting going on during the trials and tribulation. That's what God is saying. But something is awesome is about to happen. That's why nobody's mad but the devil. Come on, Charlie.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep. That's it. And it's oftentimes it's the same fire of affliction that we say that the hot, the heat, the trouble. But if you're gonna be pure gold, you're gonna have to take some heat. I say it again. You're gonna have to take the heat. If you can take it, see, it'll burn that mess out. It'll burn that stuff out, all that anger, that gossiping, that backbiting, that mean-spirited, that complaining, that whining. Oh, God. I mean, count it all joy. Look to the best side. If you got anything, just get over it. Just work through it. Just get out of it. Just work it out. Exercise it out. Find a way through it, because if you can go through it, I tell you, God is working this thing for our good, and you got to know it in our soul.
Come on now. Amen. Like you know it. The Hebrew men, they was in the fire furnace, and the furnace got hot. They didn't care, and they went and checked on them. And when they looked in there was a fourth man in there. Hallelujah.
Yeah. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. And see, that's the thing. Jesus will show up in your stuff, right in the middle of it. And the one that put their foot on your neck, hey, you'll have too much grace to put your foot back on their neck.
Come on now.
See, but I tell you, we are on to something, and I love it. I thank God for you, for your ministry, for speaking words of blessing, because not only that we are called to love those that love us, but Jesus says, take it a step further. Love your enemies. And Apostle, we just bless you. We thank you for being with us this morning, sharing the word, and fighting all that's against the kingdom of God, even indecision, apathy, procrastination, all of those things. We send it back to the pit because we walking forth in strength and in power and newness of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got 1 minute to go, so say your final good to us, because they're going to cut us off.
Hang in there and don't give up.
There you go. Walk the walk in the faith of, and walk the walk in the faith of the saints. As my mama Pete would say, she said, walking the path of the saints of the Most High God is not an easy path to tread, but baby, it's worth it. So go ahead, walk your walk.
Amen.
It ain't no hill to climb for a stepper. You've been listening to Can We Be Real? And I am Carl White. I love to help somebody. But make sure you help yourself before you help somebody else, because you can't give them anything that you don't got. Tune in again. Listen to the archive shows. You can find me on the internet, helpsomebody.net. Look for us on Facebook, Help Somebody. Look for us on Twitter. We're still Help Somebody. God bless you. God keep you. God protect you. And God direct your path until the next broadcast. Amen.
Amen.